Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. This is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so, so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignments and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused. A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you've already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now, prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle.
The Lord further says unto thee that you're going to come into a time of my glory. You're going to come into a time of breakthroughs. You're going to come into a time where you're going to begin to see the moving of the Spirit. You're going to come into a time where you're going to begin to see that the pieces of your life is going to begin to fall into its proper place. And as you walk the path of your deepest desires, you'll see great satisfaction. And as you abide by my will and by my purpose, you're going to prosper. And I'm going to give your career even a boost. For the Spirit of the Lord says that you're going to have an opportunity to begin to fine-tune your life. And you're going to come into a time of new connections with people who's going to offer their services, their support, and their monetary influence into your life in a real positive way. For the Lord says, this is your time, this is your year, this is your season to take the next step. For I will move upon thee. And you're going to find that you're going to replace negative talk. You're going to replace what you should do with the focus on what you can do. For the Spirit is moving, and God is going to do a new thing in your life. Oh, he says, trust me. For the Lord says, you're going to have the ability to earn new blessings and new opportunities. And you're going to begin to see that the delays have come to an end. Oh, the first 6 months was like climbing up an escalator when it was going down. And things was impeding your progress. But now you're going to begin to see that there's a turn that's going to work out in your favor. And now you're going to see that the next 6 months is going to allow you to move forward with confidence and a high level of productivity. And you're going to see that your financial outlook is going to be superb, because I see financial blessings from other sources, yea, saith the Lord. And it's going to arrive in new doors and a lump sum, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, even further schooling, consider further education and further schooling. And you're going to find that some generous things are going to be coming your way. Money and favor. Because it seems as if that you're going to win. I see very good financial news. For the Lord says, there is an upturn that's working out in your favor. For the Lord says, you're going to experience the goodness of the heavens, the goodness of the Father. So prepare. Because God said, I got great things in store for thee, and I am going to work and bless the works of your hands. So know, Sister Irma Holloway, that the Lord says, I'm touching business and I'm touching different areas of your life. And you're going to begin to see a move of the Spirit, because the Lord says, I guarantee, I promise thee that I'm going to bless thee. For you have stepped into your season of great power, of mental power. You stepped into your season of maturity, and you're going to have the ability to be able to look at situations and say, this is good and this is not good. This will work and this will not work. Because God says, I see more employees. I see you having employees all around you. And as you apply yourself to my hand, and as you apply yourself to the things that I have ordained for thee to do, you're going to prosper. some kind of a health matter. God says you're going to have some answers concerning that. For what seems to be, have been a difficulty in diagnosing something, the Lord says you'll be able to do that. Also, God, any kind of a medications or prescriptions, and also ask the doctors if you're taking medications, what are the side effects, and just go ahead and do your homework because it could try to bring on some other burdens. For the Lord says, I'm going to heal thee as I'm touching your mind in this season, and you're going to rise up. For the anointing that is upon your life is going to bless you and cause you to prosper. For the Spirit of the Lord said, this is your season and this is your hour, for good things are coming into your life, saith the Lord of hosts.
Sister Irma, I hear the word of the Lord saying, great is our faithfulness and great is our reward. For Father God says, you are moving into a new level of persistence. Father God says your persistence is going to overcome the resistance. And I hear Father God saying, don't look back. Father God says, don't look back and don't consult man. For Father God says, this is a season of new strength and new stamina. And I just even hear Father God saying, be angry and sin not. Father God says, don't get in any altercations with any neighbors or relatives in this season. Father God says, listen more than you speak in this season. And I just hear Father God saying, this is the season of the test before the blessing. Yes, woman of God, you're in the season of the test before the blessing. I do hear Father God saying, laughter is returning to your home in this season. And I hear Father God saying, increase and expansion on the home front. Prepare for the joy. I don't know if there's someone expecting in your family, someone's pregnant, yet I hear Father God saying, there's going to be so much joy around your home. And I do hear Father God saying, this is the season where even your spiritual priorities are going to the next level. I even hear Father God saying, woman of God, begin to minister to the youth. I'm looking at the young ladies and the youth. For Father God says, there's such a great anointing upon thee to do this. Also, I hear Father God saying, write the book, for you have a story to be told. And that is the word of the Lord.